President Bush today visited U.S. troops stationed in Kosovo. The troops are part of a multinational peacekeeping force under NATO. The president was briefed on the Kosovo mission and spoke at the U.S. military base near Kosovo's capital.
America has a vital interest in European stability and therefore peace in the region. Our goal is to hasten the day when peace is self-sustaining, when local democratically elected authorities can assume full responsibility, and when NATO forces can go home.
NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the president. What sort of reception did the president get?
He got a tremendous reception here at Bonsteel, Camp Bonsteel it is. It's where some 6,000 U.S. troops involved in the multinational force are stationed. Several thousand of them were at an outdoor rally. There was a stage set up with risers. It looked like an area where they do their drills. And he was cheered. Flags were waving. He clearly had a lot of support in this crowd. This is also a pretty remote place, so they were thrilled, just thrilled to see the President of the United States here. Now, the other thing, I talked to a lot of soldiers in the crowd, and they acknowledge that a lot of people in America don't know what this is about here, what's going on in Kosovo, exactly why they're here. They may know about the UN peacekeeping force, but their sense is people don't really have a good grasp of what the mission is, and they hope that the President's visit will shine a spotlight on the place and help Americans understand a little better what's going on here.
Well, what did he say?
He said that he thanked them for their service and their sacrifice, and he told them that their work here is very important, their mission is important. He said they're standing a line against those who would use ethnic differences as a license to kill, and those lines were cheered. He also had some very good news for them. He signed right in front of them, they set up a table, and he signed a supplemental defense bill, which gives pay raises and improves the housing of America's military personnel all over the world. So that was particularly good news here. This is a place, it's got barracks and shelter and tents, but it looks very much like a temporary structure, and they're looking forward to some improvements and some better pay.
Kosovo's pretty quiet these days, although it sounds pretty noisy at the moment, but the trouble is over in Macedonia. Did the president have anything to say about that?
Yeah, these are the helicopters. They're going to take us out of here. The president just left, and we're following him out. I hope you can hear me. He did mention Macedonia in a statement, saying that that is the big trouble spot in this area now. There have been insurgents in that area fighting to destabilize the government there, is how the president describes it. And a lot of the soldiers out of this base have been heading into Kosovo to do various things there, intercept weapons and the like. So he did mention that, and the soldiers were glad to hear him bring it up.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the president in noisy Kosovo.